With a story about where to turn when your dog runs away. It's from our own Peter O'Dowd.
Look, if you've lost your dog, you can put 100 flyers on lampposts, reporter missing, to the microchip company, and dutifully search the pound to console your weepy 6-year-old, or to console your weepy self. But if you're like me, you need something more. You need Jessica Lachlan.
The plight of the stray and abandoned dog has always just pulled at my heartstrings.
Jessica lives in Tennessee, where she runs a Facebook page for lost dogs in Arizona. It's called Straydar.
It was 2011 is when I first started it.
And if you lose a dog in Phoenix, you should go there and watch the drama unfold. That's what I did.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you're going to go to Straydar. And if you could just type in my name into the search bar. It's Peter O'Dowd. Do you see a little picture of a little white dog?
I do.
That little white dog is Bisbee, my 10-pound chihuahua who dug a hole beneath my brother's backyard fence just before the Christmas of 2015. I arrived despondent at Straydar to post my digital flyer, and I found an entire city seemed to be doing the same thing with their own lost and found dogs. The pleas sounded something like this.
Hey, Macha's wearing a pink jacket. She's shy, so don't chase her.
I found this pug running without tags through Salido Park.
Oh my God, you guys, can anyone help? I just saw a truck hit this poor baby and drive away.
Is it weird that more than a year later, I still spend so much time on this website?
No, I don't think it's weird at all.
Well, thank you, Susan Taney. Susan started her own page called Lost Dogs of Wisconsin.
And then we have expanded this to be Lost Dogs of America.
Which includes Texas,
Florida, Iowa, Minnesota, just to name a few.
Her page for Illinois, where she lives, has more than 120,000 fans. Many of them aren't even missing a dog, but they'll volunteer to paper a neighborhood with flyers, or they'll spend an extra hour at their computers cross-checking the animal control website.
So what they're doing is they're trying to make matches between a lost dog and a found dog.
So it's like a hobby of being a pet detective, essentially, for these people who have no stakes in this family's missing dog.
That's correct. But they do have a stake because it could be them the next time.
It's kind of a connection between all these different people that have all gone through the same horrible thing.
This is Theron Bartlett, whose border collie mix Anya is missing.
Probably her most distinguishing characteristic is she has one floppy left ear, but the other one sticks straight up.
I found a post about Anya on Straydar, and then I found Theron on Skype. Well, what is it about losing a dog? I mean, because the pain is real.
I think that's the biggest part of it. You know, I kind of grew up in a farming area, so I got used to, you know, death from a pretty early age. But disappearance is something entirely different. There's just this constant, you know, sense of worry and wondering. I mean, it's been 30 days after the fact, and I still wonder, you know, is she still out there? Has someone taken her? And it's the not knowing that gets you. That's the worst of it.
And that's how I felt until a little boy found my dog and returned her to us 7 days later, on Christmas morning, no less. I posted a picture of our happy reunion on Straydar, and more than 1,300 strangers responded. A good number of them praised God. Some praised the kindness of strangers. So I hold out hope that Theron's collie will make it home too, and I'll celebrate along with him when she does. For Here and Now, I'm Peter O'Dowd.